I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, anti-Semitism creates a call to action for the body of Christ. And then later, there's a new option on the market to help your kids engage with God's Word. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few minutes. But first, anti-Semitism is hatred directed toward Jewish people for the sole reason that they're Jewish. We spoke with Joel Richardson, an author and teacher with Global Catalytic Ministries, about the modern surge in anti-Semitism. While it has become more prevalent in the last year, anti-Semitism is nothing new.
It's worth noting that anti-Semitism, or hatred of the Jewish people, is the single most consistent form of racism throughout the history of mankind. So this is not something new.
The conflict in Gaza has led to increased political scrutiny at the State of Israel and other players in the region. Where that tension becomes racism is when people assume that Jewish individuals are somehow the same as Israel as the political actor.
We've actually seen the murder of Jewish Americans simply because they're Jewish, but it's said to be all done under the guise or under the banner of protest of the State of Israel.
And Christians have more responsibility to show compassion than anyone else.
Which is to say, our ultimate job is not to be political commentators. Our ultimate job is to seek the reconciliation of all people to God, to their Creator.
Read more of our conversation with Joel Richardson at our website and consider how you can guard against anti-Semitism in your own circles. Pray for godly reconciliation through the church. Meanwhile, Iran deploys spy drones to target women not wearing hijabs. Quadcopters equipped with cameras photograph women and girls and transmit their location, enabling hijab enforcers to confront them directly. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
these days, Iranian women, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, are being subject to harassment and violence under the Iranian rule.
Free women aren't the only ones beset by Iranian authorities. Christian prisoners like 60-year-old Mina are suffering oppression too. Inside Iran's notorious Evin prison,
she is currently serving a 6-year sentence under the charge of acting against the national security by promoting Zionist Christianity in a house church.
Mina severely broke her ankle in a car accident shortly before starting her prison sentence in January.
According to some sources that are close to her and her family, she's still in severe pain and unable to receive the care that she needs. The only care that she receives is occasional pain relief.
According to International Christian Concern, Evin prison houses 60% of the believers detained in Iran. Prisoners in Evin report dismal conditions and more than 70 different types of torture. Pray the Lord will heal Mina's ankle and relieve her pain, and ask God to strengthen believers across Iran and help them endure the crackdowns.
The systematic violation of religious freedom and human rights in Iran is quite alarming, and it gives us cause as Christians to come together and lift up Iran in our prayers.
And finally, is there a kid in your life who might enjoy an audio Bible? Handheld audio players from Megavoice can be a huge spiritual encouragement to kids who don't enjoy reading as much. Daryl Templeton with Megavoice says,
they estimate that 20% of kids under 18 have dyslexia. Another 13 to 15% have other reading disabilities, which could be because of physical disabilities. They can't turn the pages. And so here's, you know, possible population among our young people of almost 30% that have some kind of reading disability.
Audio Bibles can reach kids with other kinds of special needs, too. The players are easy to navigate and full of content geared toward kids.
This is a way that parents and grandparents can help their kids with great Bible stories, audio scriptures, to help give their kids truth in a way that's fun and engaging, that doesn't require internet, doesn't require a screen.
If you lead a special needs ministry, reach out to Megavoice. They have resources and connections to help you reach kids with God's Word. We'll connect you with the details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.